You know what time it is, Alex?
Time for you to get a watch. Dab.
It's time for that noise, boys.
Please don't keep that dab in the audio. That's so gay.
Dab it on them. Oh, it's been a bit since we did a noise, boys. I think the last one was like October 7th or something.
Yeah, I think the last one we did was like a noise boys mini, am I right?
Maybe. But this one, we had a bunch of stuff happen. It's a T-minus, how many days are in November, Alex? Like 31?
I'm about to just hit my computer clock right now. 30. Just 30.
Just 30. So 9 days until Smash Bros. Comes out.
Oh, man, Jesus.
We were spot on with that Grinch leak, right, Alex?
Now, Ted, let me explain something, all right? I never believed, because I actually had my fingers crossed that entire episode, so I am blameless entirely. Now, I totally believed it, because up until then, Sekai was just giving everything everyone ever wanted, so it made sense, and then he had all the coincidences that I explained with Isaac and everything. It all made so much sense, Tad. That guy literally was Jigsaw. Do you know how, that whoever that guy was, right? Mr. Leaker, Jigsaw himself, all right? Smash Jigsaw was sitting there, rubbing his hands, laughing maniacally, when the fucking website glitched the fuck out, and then Wendy's put out that stupid promotional video showing that item. He was loving it.
That was entirely... Now, by the way, Smash Bros. Has leaked online, so we're probably gonna spoil some cool stuff that happens in it. So keep that in mind. Now, what exactly was that item? It wasn't even from Golden Sun, right? It was like a different item in total?
Yeah, it's just a made-up item. It's a little plant that heals you when you have it.
Oh, that sucks. So it's like an opposite of the fucking leech seed? Or
yeah,
the
apparently
stick.
So. Hey, whatever, it's disappointing, that's what it is, Dad. it's just a fucking thing from SpongeBob. Just wah, wah, wah. That's it. That's how everyone feels right about now. So... Yeah. What I want to talk about is Smash did leak, as you just mentioned. It came out early in Mexico, so a bunch of people are running out and getting it early.
How it leaked? I thought it was like...
Yeah, it was just retailers.
So just retailers in Central America put it out 2 weeks early. Yeah, that makes sense.
A similar situation actually happened with Mario Odyssey. Mario Odyssey came out early in fucking Brazil. I specifically remember watching a Brazilian guy stream Mario Odyssey, so I was kind of interested, you know. I like to see a little bit of the game to see if I actually want to get it or not, you know. I don't run out and buy something without knowing. But I don't care about spoilers. In fact, spoilers actually, for video games anyway, get me more interested because I kind of want to see it and then be like, oh, okay, I want to go do that myself now. I'm not a guy who's ruined by it who's like, oh, okay, I saw this guy fight this boss. Now I simply can't do it.
Well, Alex, it's like, okay, if... So say you're Timmy, never heard of Undertale Jr., and someone comes up to you and says, like, it spoils all the fun, like... stuff the game is aware of in Undertale, and you're like, I guess I don't really need to play it anymore, do I?
Okay, that's different, though, because the entire point of Undertale is it's a straight-line story game with nothing but with jokes about subverting your expectations. Like, the whole opening bit with Sans, where you're walking down this creepy fucking forest, you see this creepy shadow, you touch him, and he makes a fucking fart sound, and it's just Sans, and he keeps mucking to the camera. It's the whole game is just to kind of fuck with you. That's different.
It's the only time I ever actually got mad at you about it was when you spoiled a bunch of shit in Dark Souls.
Because again,
Dark Souls is a game about like exploring and finding crazy shit in a really dangerous area. So when you have
all right, let me explain.
Hey, Tad, did you know about the Bell Gargoyles? There's a second one that appears when you go and fight it. Yeah, man, it's really cool. Oh, man, I sure wish I could have experienced that without knowing it was going to happen beforehand, Alex.
All right, let me explain why I did this. So, you guys know how a lot of AAA developers make games easier and easier so people don't immediately quit them? So, there's this kid named Tad, and he's a big old bear. Whenever things don't go his way, his face gets a little red and really puffy. He starts shitting and farting everywhere. Like a crybaby. So I was trying to make sure Ted doesn't... And by the way, 3 days before he got Dark Souls, while watching someone play Metal Gear Rising, he has the amazing quote to say, "Ugh, is this game even good? It just looks like you run and fight boss after boss." And so he gets Dark Souls, which is basically the same thing. So I'm like, well, I better make sure he likes this game and doesn't immediately drop it the minute he gets killed by a fucking skeleton in the graveyard. Because that's the kind of person you are, Ted. You're the kind of guy who would just be like, eh, I hate it, and flip it over. That is why I did. I 100% defend my own thing to try to guide your ass through the game because I'm trying to tug you on a fucking leash to have the maximum fun path possible so you don't shit your pants.
Now, in my defense, which is the only one that actually matters, Metal Gear Rising, everything I've ever seen of it is just QuickTime events, because those are the only clips I ever saw. So I'm like, what the, is there an actual gameplay, or is this just QuickTime boss events? I did not know.
Because no one ever.
Shut up, Alex. I fucking hate you. So, Alex, tell me more about the Smash Bros. League, because I've been ignoring it. Also, Goku was confirmed. It's like Goku and Sandman or something.
Shut the fuck up, Dad.
I'm assuming it's like an old fucking NES game based on Journey to the West. There's a monkey named Goku and like some other person, and there are stickers. So Goku made it in. We won, bros.
So what I wanted to talk about with the fucking Smash Brothers thing is the real league, not the fucking Grinch one this time. With Smash Brothers, we've got all the stages, we got all the music leaking onto YouTube and being removed, so I hope you saved it really fast. And
I did hear a few of those. The Donkey Kong one was really fucking cool.
Oh, Gameplay Galleon? It's godlike. I knew the Nintendo Ninjas would come and get all those things, so I got all of my favorite fucking songs and put them on my phone immediately.
Very cool.
Alright. So, what people are getting really up in arms about the whole Smash Bros. Thing is going through the World of Light, which is the kind of the story mode. It's not as cutscene heavy as Subspace Emissary, but, and this is again one of those things where spoilers kind of help. I'm not going to spoil any fights in particular. I'm just going to say, I saw a picture someone posted, right, of his completion time. He had 15 hours in that story mode and only 66% completion. That filled me with hope, because with the way Sakurai was explaining everything in the final direct, he made it seem like there wasn't much actual things to do and unlock in that game. That's the way he made it seem. He was actually underselling the fuck out of World of Light in Classic Mode, because Classic Mode is, well, Classic Mode, where you go by and just do things in an arcade-like section. But he didn't mention that those mini-games that you would do in between are actually still in. Like, you know, Race to the Finish? Yeah, it's still in Classic Mode. It's still there.
Oh, what the? Why the fuck wouldn't he mention that?
Yeah, it's called something different, and it looks different. But like, I've seen like a guy who was playing Captain Falcon. It's kind of like Race to the Finish and Hit the Targets kind of combined, where you have like a portal coming after you, and you have to run to the end and hit a bunch of little like glowing smash. They're like glowing yellow orbs. You hit them, and then you get to the exit. They're like combined in one game mode in Classic. So like, he was underselling the fuck out of it. So World of Light has a shitload of fights, or at least according to that screenshot, a shitload of content in it. And Classic Mode still has all the great fun into it. And one of the things I will mention, this is not much of a spoiler, but how you unlock characters, you have a bunch of different ways to do it. If you want to do it via Classic Mode, it's going to take a while. But every single character unlocks one specific character. It's not random, right? So like when you do Mario's Classic Mode, it will end and you will unlock Sonic from it. You'll fight him and get him, right? You do Link, you'll unlock King K. Rool. None of them really make that much sense, but every classic mode is also themed around something. So say you play Ice Climbers, their little classic arcade mode, whatever, is all duo fights, because it's you or Popo and Nana, and they have to fight, say, Mario and Peach together. Or you have to fight Ryu and Ken really together. Cool. Yeah.
For Brawl and Smash 4, I did, to get the trophies, I did Classic and All-Star with every single character, and let me tell you, Classic gets boring after you do it so many fucking times. So this sounds is actually really cool, because now is it still like two fights, minigame stage, two fight, minigame, two fight, minigame?
And then from what I saw, yes. So it seems to be like eight fights in total, because I only got to see, because these streams only came, these streams only stay up for so long before the Nintendo Ninjas get them. But from what I saw, it seems to be like that. And everything's themed, and seems to make it a little easier to replay. But there's a trick to actually unlock characters. I want to tell you this. I want you to know this, and I want to tell everyone here, alright? So, everyone gather around. You want to know the trick to unlock? Because there's 80 fucking characters. Well, they're going to be with the DLC. There's a lot, so it's going to take a while. So you want to know the secret, Ted? The trick?
Yes, what is the trick that I have to do to unlock Daisy, Pac-Man, and Bowser Jr. as soon as possible.
Well, I can't say about that, but you can go
Wait, can I take a guess at what it is?
Sure.
Start classic mode, and then immediately press start and, like, quit.
No, but you're on the right track. It is fast. You go to versus mode, 1v1, one stock, kill the opponent, challenge a thing, but there's an internal timer, so you can't grind it, so it's every 20 minutes you unlock a new character. But you can just reset the fucking game.
So you, okay, now what if I did computer versus computer and just had them duke it out?
I'm not sure about that, but I don't know why you wouldn't want to play your own game.
I mean, you can set computer versus computer up. Oh, no, I guess you're right. I guess if you want to do amiibo cockfighting, which did you ever hear about that? That's like a thing that people do. You take your amiibos, then you train them, and then you just bring them to someone's house. And it's like cockfighting, but with your amiibos.
I do actually have my Luigi amiibo that I trained up a bunch. I remember from fighting him, I would taunt whenever I knocked him down. So he killed me once, and then he started taunting after kills, too.
Bros. I love the Smash Bros. Amiibos. I think those are a really fun idea. By the way, where the fuck... Now, are they going to have... Are they going to re-release all the fucking amiibos again?
I wouldn't put it past them, but I haven't heard anything about re-releasing amiibos. All I've heard is that, yes, new fighters will get amiibos, and they showed off, like, Ken amiibo and shit like that.
I wonder if they're going to do, like a Smash symbol that's just like, this is 10 characters for Smash Bros. Or something like that, maybe.
Because there's pretty 80
fucking characters.
That's a lot of amiibos. 78
if you only count, I think it's 73 if you count Pokemon Trainer as one and not three separate characters.
Speaking of actually...
With him, that's 75.
Speaking of, one thing... Because I remember you played Pokemon Trainer back in Brawl. Is that you can play Pokemon Trainer or each Pokemon just individually on their own?
The way it worked in Brawl was really weird. You would select that Pokemon on, like, the art. And then you play as that Pokemon. And when you died, you'd stay as him. If you played Pokemon Trainer, you would start with Squirtle. You'd have to use Down B to swap. Speaking of which, I wonder what Squirtle and Ivysaur's Down B is. Because Charizard, remember, he got turned into his own separate character. So how the fuck does Pokemon Trainer, are you unable to swap? I actually don't know.
I'm not sure because no one I saw was playing him. Everyone was playing fucking, like, Falcon, playing as Simon or Richter, or trying to unlock King K. Rool really fast. That seemed to be the theme with all the fucking Mexican streamers that I saw. So... What I want to talk about is, I want to spoil one fight. Is that possible? Can I do that? Do I have permission? It's not like a later boss fight. It's not like a spoiler for like the end of the game or anything. It's just one that I really like. And you already know what it is.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so. Marks is fucking in, bros. I did it. I won.
Was Marks one of your, when we did that March Madness bracket? Was he one of your original choices?
Yes, actually, he was. So I want to give a little explanation. So I didn't actually give it... I'm not that much of a roster guy. I don't actually care that much who's in Smash because all the characters that I want are already in. I think I've said this before. So with that, I just kind of said characters I expect to come back and then just didn't really care. But genuinely want Marks in. And now he's in as a boss. It makes me happy.
What were the three guys? I remember there was Goku, or it was Popeye, Phoenix Wright, and then Paper Mario. That's what we ended up doing, right?
He's not getting in, Tad.
Not a single one of those made it in. Well, Popeye still has a chance.
Well, also, we were kind of fucking around, Tad. Actually thinks Popeye's going to get in Smash Brothers.
Alex, listen. Bros. I rest my case.
Oh, okay. All right. What I'm trying to say is, another thing that I really liked about that story mode is, Sakurai said this in the direct, this is actually accurate, he said that they can't put a billion characters in the Smash Brothers, but they can make the spirits kind of be characters. They showed off how you have the yellow-colored Samus that has the Shantae spirit, and so Shantae is in Smash, in finger quotes, and shit like that. And I want to talk about DLC characters now, Ted, because one of my favorite characters, and the one that you wanted to, has been deconfirmed. So I have to say it. So everyone, please listen up. Rayman is a fight that you fight in there, which means he's not going to be DLC.
Now, who plays Rayman?
It is a black-colored Sonic, but also he has an assist trophy that's helping him fight, which is called Tsukapon or something like that. It's a little Japanese like robot fighting game, and that little robot has no limbs like Rayman.
I'm actually really disappointed by that. I think Rayman would have been a very fun character. I kind of see why they did the Black Sonic, because Rayman, he like Sonic has that punch and like kicks and stuff, I guess. And if he's black, you could really only see his gloves and like his shoes. It's like, if I had to choose a character to be Rayman, it would be that, you know?
So, I'm sad. No, I'm sorry to say this.
Alex, don't you fucking say it. Okay, I know what you're going to say. Paper Mario's deconfirmed. Yes. But he's just a sticker. What I was waiting for.
Star.
Shut up. I don't know what that means.
No, you said sticker and I said star. Get it?
Oh, I hate you, Alex.
Am I funny anyway, or
so
what?
I was sitting here. I was sitting here consumed with fear that I was going to see, like, I love this idea of having, like, this character's kind of in Smash. Look at him go! Like, Geno is kind of in Smash. It's Blue Mario, White Kirby, Peach, and Bowser, which is the Mario RPG thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. I was gripped with fear that I was going to see a red Game & Watch that only used his side B, and I was going to shriek in terror.
As you sit there like, in the fetal position, just crying in a puddle of your own tears.
Bros, it wasn't supposed to happen like this.
It was his turn.
So explain to me again why. So Paper Mario is not one of these spirit fights, but he is a sticker in the game. What deconfirms him, Mr. Man?
Well, I've been told he's a spirit fight, but I haven't seen it myself yet. And considering 15 hours is only 60% of gameplay, I'm going to probably believe the guy who said, yeah, he's a spirit fight in this one fight over here. Just by sheer number of how many fights there appear to be, Ted, I'm thinking he's not in.
It's impossible. I am going to hope. So they in that direct, they announced that there was going to be the DLC characters. And also, one other boss fight that I want to spoil, because I was technically right on this one. Sort of, kind of, maybe. One of the characters I wanted in was Pig Ganon. And he is in the boss. It's like the Ocarina of Time Ganon, and he is a boss fight. So that's pretty cool. I know that he made it in, so I'm happy that some form of the big Pig Ganon made it into Smash. I would have preferred him to be like the Link to the to go with like Zelda getting the Link to the Past look.
Yeah.
Getting the Link to the Past big blue pig with like the trident and shit.
Well, the reason they went with the Ocarina of Time one is because Ganondorf got his Ocarina of Time costume back.
Yeah, actually that makes sense.
Oh, there's one fight I really want to say. And this is not like a boss fight, this is actually just a regular spirit fight you fight. And it was really funny seeing the reaction on stream. You're in the Metroid area and you fight Ridley, but he has a super mushroom, so he's super big, and everyone's just spamming too big in the chat.
That's pretty funny.
Alright, so I want to talk about characters because he said there's 5 DLC characters after Piranha Plant, so there'll be 80 characters in total, right? So I want to talk about the 5 characters that are basically confirmed to get in at this point. And there's one character I really, 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 really hope never gets into Smash Brothers. I swear to God, Ted, so sit down. If Steve gets in, I'm going to refund my game.
Okay, now you're talking normal Steve or foot fetish model Steve. Those are 2 entirely separate forms.
Yes.
Okay, Alex. Now, Alex, it's not up to Soccer. Well, half up to him. Nintendo chose. There was a tweet that the Soccer I made saying that Nintendo chose the characters and that he like picked from the ones there. So Nintendo made the list. So if Minecraft foot fetish mode Steve is on there, there's nothing we could do about it, Alex.
Now, Ted, please understand. Please understand me. There are 5 characters, right? And he says it's going to take an entire year until they're all in. Steve could be any one of those 5. So imagine we're 4 in, right? And it hasn't been Steve yet. I still have to fear that last guy might be Steve. Every single update, for every 2 months, I have to wake up, sweat dripping from my face from a nightmare, as Steve gets confirmed into fucking Smash Brothers.
See, and I'm in the same boat where Paper Mario is not going to be put into the game.
Now, before I go into the characters that I actually expect to get in, because there's some data I want to talk about, I want to go a couple more characters I really just don't want in. I really, and I'm saying this as a guy who made like 3 fucking Kirby episodes in this fucking podcast. I don't want Bandana D in, just because I think he's like really boring. He's just a Waddle Dee with a hat.
And they would never add just a generic enemy from a game into it, Alex. You're safe. Don't worry. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Well, here's the thing about Piranha Plant. He has a lot of really cool moves. You could surprisingly do a lot with a fucking Piranha Plant. Waddle Dee just has, he's the spear power-up from Return to Dreamland. All he can do is spin his spear around and, like, stab people. He doesn't have that much going for him, unlike Piranha Plant, who could, like, transform into the other plants, spit shit at you, hit you with his fucking head and shit. You know, he's got all this stuff that he can do. I can't think of that much with Waddle Dee that, I don't think there's anything interesting enough to sell him for $5.
You know what my worst case character for the DLC is going to be?
Geno?
What's your favorite, Alex?
Oof.
Well, I want Banjo in, so I guess that.
Yeah, no Banjo. Get him out of here. That's what I say.
I mean, he's probably not going to get in, Ted. Let's be honest. We want it, so it's never going to happen.
There's something that I did not understand. Apparently, a lot of people wanted the bird from the grass starter, Decidueye.
Yeah.
Why? Well, there's Charizard and Greninja, and so we need a grass one. What interesting moves could Decidueye have used? Well, there's already a character that's like fully ranged in Duck Hunt, and he's not very fun except for the can.
What I was going to say was, you know, all the horrible things you hate about Link and Toon Link online with their spam projectiles? Yeah, he'd be that, because he could fire a bow out of his weird feather arm wing bow thing that he's got.
Like he has an interesting moveset compared to Bad Guy Wrestler Cat.
Well, apparently Sakurai agreed with you, Ted, because Bad Guy Wrestler Cat got in.
Exactly. Me and Sakurai, we agree on everything, especially on Paper Mario being the final DLC character.
All right, another character.
Mark my words right now. Timestamp it.
All right, timestamp it.
Paper Mario. Paper Mario is going to be in Smash as a playable character as the final DLC.
Ted, would you spend $5 on fucking Paper Mario?
I will spend $25. If Paper Mario is in, I will buy 5 keys and distribute them as my will dictates.
All right. So I was going to say, there's another character I really don't want in. And again, this is coming from a guy who likes this game, but this is kind of manipulated and tilted a little bit due to fan outcry. I don't really want Geno in.
It's fine. He's in about the coolest way that I could see him being in. It's whatever. He's a fun little RPG guy. He's in there in a really cool way. He's also like 4 or 5 stars, so I think he's like the hardest difficulty he can be, which is fine. Like he got as much as he was going to get.
Now, actually, let me explain myself. Isn't that just because of fans complaining? I genuinely don't want Geno in for gameplay reasons. He'd be a ranged projectile character, and I play a lot of Ganondorf, and that's annoying.
And that's it. You gotta learn to outplay him, Alex.
And that's it. I just don't want to fight him. Now, I want to talk about characters that I expect to be in now. Is that alright? May I move on?
Fire Emblem. Stanky Pete. Stanky Pete's a Fire Emblem character.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, wait, was it? There was someone I Googled. His name was like Pegleg or Stanky Pirate Pete or something.
So there's going to be like one guy who likes Fire Emblem in the fucking comments who will correct you on who he is. So outside of the fact that 4 characters are guaranteed to be from Fire Emblem, right? Because we need more anime swordsmen. Here's who I actually expect to kind of be in Smash. So you remember all the boss fights from Brawl?
Yes.
Well, they all came back. Even that some of the unique, the made up ones, like that weird robot guy with the fucking axe face. Everyone's back. Except for one. One boss fight did not return, and that was Porky from Earthbound. You know, the fat kid in the
Weck. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you remember this. So, there's a lot of, because people were data mining the fuck out of the game the minute they got it, because, you know, it's Smash Brothers. They're trying to look for any kind of hints of what's going to happen in the future. And with Porky not being in at all, but everyone else in, but also, he isn't a collectible spirit like all the other bosses are, and his theme song versus Porky that's been in since Brawl is suddenly gone too. People are thinking that Porky his theme and another Earthbound stage will be added as one of the DLC packs, probably the first one, because that fits with the theme of one character, music, and stage, but also it's a villain character to match up with Ness.
Mate, that's actually a pretty... Well, okay. We had about as many, like, good, like, coincidences lining up for the Grinch leak, so it's very hard to say yes or no.
Well, the difference is this time, though, is this isn't a blurry image made by a guy who did, who, by the way, was actually an employee at that advertising company, and is facing legal troubles because he was showing off real things, which was the Grinch stuff. So he is still in trouble, just not for Smash Bros. But anyway, the difference is this time, it's literally in the game data. I mean, it sounds more believable to me. Another character that people expect to be in is actually Psylux from Metroid Prime Hunters. Remember him at all, Tad?
Yes, he was the Federation guy who, at first, I thought he was the one that had a little leg turret and he would run around and slap you, but that was the Space Pirate one.
That's
Weevil. He's the one that's got electric beam. Yeah, I actually played Metroid Prime Hunters. I played it in the hospital lobby when I was doing volunteer work there in, like, middle school.
I actually really like Metroid Prime Hunters. I played that a lot with my friends. You know, back when I had those. So
I have... Metroid Prime Hunters also has the demo, like, cartridge in pretty much every single used game store where someone bought it for full price, not realizing that they were giving them a demo disc.
Oof. So, what I find interesting is that Psylux has a lot of the same thing Porky does, where he has, like, a bunch of things that should be in the game but aren't. But it's not as credible as Porky, where Porky, like, again, he was a boss, but he's gone. Why is that? You know, shit like that. With Psylux, it's that every single Metroid Prime Hunter is a spirit besides Psylux. And Psylux was hinted at the end of Metroid Prime 3, and he's confirmed to be one of the main players in Metroid Prime 4, so it would make sense from Nintendo's perspective, when they've been developing this game for, you know, a year or two, to say, hey, here's Psylux, put him in your game to help advertise this. Because Smash Brothers is really good at advertising other games. As one guy said, it's a kingmaker, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no one gave a fuck about... Anyone that I knew, no one gave a fuck about Xenoblade until he made it into Smash Bros.
Exactly. Now, Psylux, I would think, would be pretty cool to be in. He's not my favorite. My favorite was Weevil and Spire, but, you know, I'll take him. He looks pretty cool. That's fine. I won't be surprised if he doesn't get in, because I think the evidence is a little shoddier than Porky, because Porky's been, you know, relatively involved with Smash Brothers up until now. Now, here's a character, two characters that have very little evidence, but they're basically in, Tad. So... Mm-hmm. I'm going to go... Both of these are incredibly disappointing and funny, so I'm going to go with this one first. So, Ted, you play some Mario games on 3DS and shit, right?
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to fucking say. My favorite character to play in fucking Super Mario Party.
So, in Mario Golf for the 3DS that I actually played a shitload of, they sold DLC characters. One of them was Rosalina, and the other two were literally who cares. One of those literally who cares was a red Koopa Paratroopa. Now, what does that mean, Tad? Well, Mario Tennis Aces also had the audacity to make a fucking Koopa Paratroopa a DLC character you have to unlock after waiting a month. I'm still waiting on Petey, Tad. But now, I finally understand what Sakurai meant by this. Koopa Paratroopa is going to be a $5.99 DLC character with his own Mario Bros. Stage and own music that they're going to sell to me because he's going to have a really unique moveset. I mean, Tad... They would never make a Mook a $5 DLC character. Am I right? So Koopa Paratroopa is in.
I would play the fuck out of a Petey Parada Koopa Paratroopa. Koopa, the red is a... Well, yeah, the red one flies. The red Koopa Troopa is more important than Paper Mario to Nintendo's history.
Tad, list a bunch of characters that didn't get in over a fucking Koopa with wings. Now, what do you think of that? I'll tell you the other character that's going to be in. And this one, actually, kind of like Psylux and Porky, has data to back it up, and I don't like it. But it's the one I like the least, so I saved it for last. So, Ted, you ever hear of a little game called Style Savvy?
Yes, I actually considered buying it, but then I wussed out.
I didn't expect that answer from you. Okay, so, I mean, you, like, clicked my brain for a second. Okay, I'm back. So... Style Savvy is a Japanese fucking fashion game. And
I was thinking of a different game.
No. It's a fashion fucking game. You fucking play dress up or something. I don't fucking know. It's like a fucking shovelware game. But apparently, it is actually really, really fucking big in Japan. It's so big, it actually has already crossed over with multiple Nintendo titles as it is. It's an Animal Crossing crossover and a Splatoon crossover. So, and if you didn't already know, Style Savvy actually has music in Smash Bros. 4. It's an unlockable track you can get.
Neat.
So they've already been in Smash. So the reason people are saying this random-ass fucking character, this fucking just girl with a purse, is because in the files, there is a blank stage file that isn't done, and a new theme song for Style Savvy in the files already, which is this fucking generic-ass, like, weeaboo fucking anime music with, like, this girl singing, right? And because that's in the files, people said it's either cut content that they just simply didn't finish, or it's content they're going to repurpose as DLC because new music track, new stage, new character. Those are the three that needs to be in the DLC, remember? So, think of that stupid girl with red hair, Mrs. Trendsetter, whatever the fuck her name is, with her stupid purse. She's gonna fucking run in and kick someone in the fucking shins over literally anybody else.
Over Paper Mario.
See, I remember this one thread on fucking 4chan, which is a picture of fucking Goku. He's like, "Now, I'm gonna have to use all of my power on you, Pikachu!" And like fucking just shoots a Kamehameha. So I imagine just Goku like, "Alright, Style Savvy girl, looks like I'm gonna have to go all out."
Kaioken times 100!
So, I really, really don't want that in. I think it's bullshit, but at the same time, I 100% believe it, because if that got in, like, if Mrs. Trinsler, this fucking random-ass character that literally no one's heard about, got in over literally anybody else, Tad, it'd be worse than Piranha Plant. It'd be a thousand times worse.
Sans Undertale.
No, Tad, I need Sans Undertale. Sans Undertale, like, you understand, if Sans got in as the indie rep guy over literally anything else in the fucking planet, if Sans was deemed as more important to video game history than literally Waluigi, people are going to fucking kill themselves. The fucking trailer is just as fucking Sans comes in and fucking like blasts Mario.
Kept you waiting, huh? I hate this, Alex.
No,
but
no,
I'm going to tell you right now, I think you're on track for the DLC, because this sounds like the fucking worst thing I've ever heard in my life. You have a Koopa, you have a random anime girl, you don't have anyone interesting. I think this is probably what it's going to be. Because think about the Smash 4 DLC. You basically had old characters, everyone except for Pichu, I think.
And
Ice Climbers. Everyone but Pichu and Ice Climbers. And Young Link. And then, like, then you had, like, three cool characters. You had Ryu, Bayonetta, and Cloud, right? So they've got to have someone cool.
Yes, Trendsetter.
Cloud was the... Shut up, Alex. Cloud was the second to last one, right? And then Bayonetta, I think, was the last one.
I don't actually remember the order was. I thought Corrin was last.
I think Corrin was, like, first after Ness and Mewtwo. Or Lucas.
Because I specifically remember Mewtwo was, like, the first guy, because you got him if you, like, bought both versions of the game. He was the very first. Then it was Ryu and Roy, because in the data, for the update data, there was Ryu and Roy's fucking update themes. And people were like, bullshit. Bullshit, Ryu's gonna actually be in Smash. They'd never do that. Oh, shit. It's Ryu. He's in Smash.
Yeah. So Smash Bros. Is fucking dumb. And I gotta wait 9 days? I think I said 9. Yeah, 9 days to play it. I hate this.
Now,
I have
Ted,
to work that day, too.
Before we move on to other subjects, I just need to ask you one final question. When Sakurai sits down, looks you dead in the eyes in a Nintendo Direct Mini for the first DLC reveal, are you going to main Style Savvy Girl?
I will main her if she is in the game, Alex. That is 100%. I play characters like Bowser Jr., who aren't good at all. They're fucking terrible. But all I do is I sit in the corner and I throw Mecha Koopas and projectiles. If you get close, I explode. I live to suck the fun from everyone else around me.
What a coincidence. Me too.
You know what else is a coincidence?
The Grinch leak?
No. I was going to say, and this is moving on from actual content. It's just horse shit where we talk about dumb things that happen in our uneventful nerd lives. I had the real life equivalent of like, so when I was younger, I had Symphony of the Night, the Castlevania game on PlayStation, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a boss fight. I think it was like a dog. No, I don't remember what the fuck it was. You had to stand on three pillars to hit it, and it kept raising the poison water. And I couldn't figure out how to beat it. And so I would search on fucking Game Facts to try and find guides. And every single one I found said, this boss is really easy, so I'm just going to skip over it. I had that happen in real life. I bought some fucking window washing fluid, and I got a new car. And I'm like, okay, well, let's go pop the hood. I go over to where it was in my old car, and I press a button, and it opens the fucking trunk. So I get out. This is the middle of a literal blizzard, by the way. And I close my trunk. I go back in. Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck? And I open up the center console. I look in, like, the glove box. I check under the fucking seat, and I cannot find it. So I Google it. I Google how to open the trunk of a 2001 Chevrolet Lumina. And every single result was like, well, you see, you're going to want to take your pry bar here after the crash. Nope, that's not it. Well, you see, you want to look and see if the metal has been twisted in the crash. No. And every single thing I found was just assuming that I was in a car crash. Because what are you, stupid? Do you want to know where it was, Alex?
Where?
It was down by my feet, underneath my fucking floor mat. And then I opened it, and I went to go put the windshield fluid in, and then I realized it was fucking full anyway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was my weekend. The day before, and I also drove 45 minutes in a literal blizzard. Like, if I turned on my brights, it became harder to see because it lit up all the snowflakes. I drove in an actual blizzard to play Settlers of Catan in Super Mario Party using two switches. You ever, like, go somewhere and bring $700 of entertainment equipment just to slide it around and match bananas like a fucking toy for a toddler?
Yes.
Super Mario Party is pretty fun, actually.
See, I've not actually played this new Super Mario Party at all. I just watched one guy play and complain about how shitty the fucking online is. So how is it?
It's got a lot of fun minigames. There's a whole new 2v2 mode, and they added a gimmick where every single character now has their own die that has different numbers or different effects on it. My favorite one's Donkey Kong, where you get like +2 coins, +0, 0, 0, 10. So you go absolutely nowhere, or you move fucking 10 spaces.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason they added these is that for some of them, like Shy Guy, you only get like 3s and 4s. You know, for Mario, it's like 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 6 or something. Like, you know, you get a higher than average. But there's a 2v2 mode where you have free roam. The maps are completely open and you just choose which square you want to land on. And it's actually really fun. There's no minigames unless you land on like a minigame. Wait, no, there is still minigames in it, but they're all 2v2s. And they have a new mechanic in there called allies, where if you land in an ally space, you get another character from the game that, like, follows you around. You have access to their dice block. Hmm. And in ally games, you get them on your side, which is such a fucking bad mechanic.
Oh.
So Mario Party is a game where every time you land out of space, there's a chance you're going to get a fucking star from a hidden block, right? It's a game about, like, also, there's no chance time in this game, which I thought was really fucked up.
Aww.
Yeah, like, the most fun Mario Party thing is not in this game, which I've got no clue as to why that is. But most of the things in this game try to randomize things to make it fun for both players. Even to the point where, like, if you're in fourth place, your character portrait doesn't look like they're really sad. They only look sad when you lose. Like, when you lose a match, you'll go like, aw. Or when someone gets a star, rather. Because they don't want you to feel bad about being in fourth place, right? So,
but that's part of the whole experience, is laughing at the one kid in the room who isn't winning.
Alex, have you ever played a game of Mario Party where all four players actually knew how to play video games?
Like, no, I have not actually.
Right? I've never, ever in my life been able to play Mario Party where all four of us would be, like, the one who would win if they were playing against their cousins, you know? Like, you'd be the person who's going to win all the minigames. I've never had all four people like that.
I just remember when I would ever, if I may interject.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still doing it anyway, bitch. House rules. Fucking, when I was a kid.
Losing my iron grip on this podcast.
Oh, no. Yo, fucking co-host, rise up. So what I was going to say was when I was a kid and played Mario Party like 4 or 3, whichever the fuck.
I just fucking smacked my microphone.
Yo, we have fun here. What I was trying to say was when I played Mario Party as a kid, because of the Star Fox Adventure bullshit test of strength, where you had to mash fucking A, I had the fastest right thumb in the West, so anytime it was a minigame that had, like, rapid, like, A presses, my fucking friends would just say, oh, it looks like Alex just wins this one.
Okay, so there's a single-player mode in this one, right? It's basically you just have to do a bunch of challenges, you have to win, basically, a bunch of minigames, and one of them is a tug-of-war, and it's an ally game.
Oh, no.
So now these ally games, let's say that you're losing. You have, like, one star, the opponent has, and this is the 2v2 mode, has, like, 3 stars and 4 fucking allies. And you get into an ally game, you are absolutely fucked. There is no way you are winning that. Because it's you versus them plus 4 fucking people. It's a snowball thing where if I have that many allies, I could basically choose whatever space I want to land on. It's fucked up. Now, there's this game. It's a tug of war. And in this single player mode, it's every Mario Party game has, like, that one game that the computer just wins. Like, you don't know how the fuck they do it. You don't know how they win the fucking tricycle one, but they always do. Like in Mario Party 3, there was one where you had to swing Bowser around and then throw him by the tail to, like, hit one of the goalposts, and I could never fucking figure it out. But the computer would always just get it. You know, they just fucking have it done easy peasy. And this one, we could not figure out how to win Tug of War. Every single time we'd start it, we'd be fucking trying every single tactic we could, because you just mash A. What we ended up doing is we ended up Googling it, and there was some, like, 12-year-old kid from Venezuela. I heard his entire extended fucking family in the video.
Oh.
And his secret was you take the little, like, the bumpers off of the Switch, and you just fucking scratch the shit out of your Joy-Con to press that A button as fast as possible. You just run it left and right. That's the only way to fucking win that. It's horrible.
Oh, no.
Also, the Smash Bros. Joy-Cons for the Smash Bros. Console look like shit. They're just gray with a single strap of white. It sucks.
Oh, I haven't seen those, and I'm not looking forward to them. See, yeah, I like my stupid red and blue ones.
What we did, so, they're so fucking, like, lame. Like, even the, like, controller you grab, like, the square controller, it doesn't even have the Smash Bros. Stripe across it. So you have 2 Joy-Cons that don't ever go together to look like a Smash Bros. Thing, you know? It's stupid. Other than that, Mario Party is pretty fun. We kind of got burnt out after a while, but that's because you're not supposed to play Mario Party over and over and over and over again. You're supposed to play it every now and then. They've got, like, a lot of content in there. They've got, like, 5 or 6 different modes that are all pretty good. I guess besides that, we had Black Friday, and I didn't buy anything on Black Friday. I guess I bought Soul Calibur because it was $35. But I was going to wait till Monday to shop for, to see if there was an external hard drive so I could, like, put all the podcast stuff on there and not worry if my computer crashes. And Newegg was actually getting shit on really fucking hard. Newegg is, like, a PC parts distributor. And what they did is that over October and November, they've slowly been raising all their prices. And then on fucking Cyber Monday and Black Friday, they just put them back down to their normal prices. They're not even on sale.
Ooh, that's nasty.
And I mean, like, I get it, because how many people do you know that only buy their computer parts on Black Friday or Cyber Monday or, like, a Christmas sale? They don't buy them any other time. So if I'm that company and, like, I sell 1 or 2 graphics cards a month, except in November where I sell 400, I'm just gonna make the November one cost like normal price so I can make back all my fucking money. Like, I don't blame them. I get it. You know?
I don't like it. See, here's the thing with me. Whenever I buy computer parts out of fucking season whenever I need them. Like, say when my graphics card was just, you know, exploding for no reason, and I couldn't fix it no matter how hard I tried, and every single little trick I looked online, I just bought a fucking new one. It wasn't November, I got it because I needed it as an emergency. Now, think it from my perspective, emergency. Well, I mean, I can't use my fucking computer anymore, man. So, imagine my fucking perspective when I got a new egg and like, oh, hey, our graphics card's $80 more just because we felt like it, haha.
They got you good?
Yeah, no, go fuck yourself. I'll go shop somewhere else.
Speaking of which, so as a Walmart cart pusher, how did your Walmart handle Black Friday?
Oh, because
mine
wasn't, actually, no.
I almost got into a car crash now that I think about it. I went and checked it out on my way home from Thanksgiving, and it was like full of people. And I just realized now when I turned in, there was a car with no headlights on who very nearly fucking rammed the front of my car. I did not think about that until just now. Anyway, there was nothing there that like I gave a shit about. I can get a bad TV for $100, but I don't fucking need a TV. So no one really gave a shit. I don't know where these videos of people like going fucking ape shit in a Walmart are from, because I have never seen that.
You're not buying them for yourself half the time. It's because it's also to buy these gifts for people for Christmas, because Christmas comes really soon. But anyway, my Black Friday was easy as fucking pie. Here's why. When it's Black Friday, they call in literally everyone who works in the store, so you have all the help you need, you don't have to worry about anything. Like, out in the fucking cart area, all the second shifters who normally take care of the trucks and stock shelves and shit, they don't have anything to do because there's nothing to stock because the trucks aren't here because it's Black Friday. So they're just out there. We've got, like, you know when I complain, there's usually just me or just two of us out in the cart pushing area in the fucking lot. Yeah, there was about six of us out there. So we're basically just doing everything by hand and we're just being all bored as shit. Easy as hell.
And this is why you sneak in the Bluetooth earbuds, Alex.
Oh, actually, what was really fun about Black Friday is because it's right after Thanksgiving. We had free food from Thanksgiving, but also they were giving away free cookies. And these cookies didn't make my stomach hurt. I loved them for that.
Were these like those kind of chalky cookies? Like, you know, the ones like they're white?
No, but these were like kind of like those cheap little like sugar cookies you can buy.
They're like kind of puffy. They're white and they got like the frosting and sprinkles on them, right?
Kind of. This one didn't have frosting though. They were just like the cookie thing, like the little like the dough or whatever, the bread or whatever. I don't really know what to fucking call it. And a bunch of green and red little sprinkles because they were in the shape of little Christmas trees. And they were delicious. That's one of my various friends who works at other Walmarts, like, yo, your Walmart got these? And he's like, oh yeah, dude, I'm just shoveling these in my fucking face. They're so fucking good, bro. Oh.
Did I ever tell you about when my mom took me and my little brother to the library for like the 7th Harry Potter book release? And they had chocolate frogs, which are just like chocolate molds of like frogs. And my little brother got kicked out for eating too many of them.
Literally me. It's kind of like how I will just eat anything if it's fucking free. Like, we have a bunch of free rolls sometimes at Walmart and in the break room, and I sure as hell hope nobody else wanted those, because damn, I died about half of them. Oh, you know.
That many, huh?
I ate like half of an entire pack.
I don't know if the tower approves of that, Alex.
Nah, it's okay. I sacrificed enough children to it. It's happy with me. It's pleased with my actions.
So, there is not a tower in my local Walmart. What the fuck is it? Explain to the listeners the tower. The Walmart tower.
First off, Tad, you're going to get it soon enough. It's a corporate. it is a countrywide upgrade. So, here's what it is. Well, actually, no, I should mention before when I actually get into it, because it's really funny to me. So, when I was, they were first coming to do renovations into the store, they come by, they, like, fucking blowtorch and chip away at, like, a bunch of the fucking, like, what the hell would I call the floor panels or whatever, and replacing things, moving things around, you're just doing renovation stuff. And I see at the start of the day, because I almost never go into the store itself, unless it's specifically break time or lunchtime. So I come out of the store. I see the guys coming in, and they're just moving in equipment all day. And at night, I come in for my last break, and I just see everything's fucking demolished, and they're, like, fucking taking a jackhammer to the floor. I'm like, damn, what the hell happened in here? And my friend explained to me, oh, they're installing
the tower.
And he said it like that. He said it so, like, ominously. I'm like, the fuck's the tower? And then the next day, a couple days later, I asked my manager, like, hey, what are these guys doing with all this stuff? He's like, oh, we're getting the tower pretty soon. And I'm like, why'd you say it like that? He's like, oh, you know. And so we get the thing in here, and I've seen shit posts from my friends of, like, the fucking haunted Walmart with the tower set on top of it. It's this big orange fucking tower. It's just called the fucking tower. It's for automatic pickups and shit. Where if you buy a bunch of shit that's not perishable or whatever, like, say, I ordered a fucking Switch controller, and I want to pick it up, and I don't feel like going to the back of the store, we'll take it, put it in a little locker, you walk up to the tower and its ominous presence, you, like, type in your fucking password or something, and the little door opens and you take your shit. At least I assume, anyway. That's how it fucking... That's what the little tutorial on that constantly displays on top of the tower's TV screen shows. The tower is, like, really fucking high-tech, too. It's got a fucking little monitor at the very top showing you how to use it. And then whenever you walk by it, the door's, like, automatically open and a little, like, panel comes out all, like, fucking ominously.
Holy shit. What, you go inside the tower?
No. You go to the front of it, and, like, the panel, like, slides up, and a little, like, thing comes out for you to, like, type on it or something. It's high tech. That's crazy. It's high tech because it, like, we live in fucking Idaho, and they put a bunch of these fucking glowing, like, signs you see in a mall, but in our Walmart. So our Walmart looks really high tech, but the rest of fucking Boise doesn't, because it's fucking Boise, Idaho.
So... Now, with the tower, does it have, like at night, does it change, like, a single eye on each one of the screens, and it, like, watches every single one of you guys, making sure that the employees aren't stealing?
Well, you see, the tower is an omniscient being. It constantly lets out a slow-paced hum to let you know that it's listening in at all times, and it needs to be fed, you see. If you don't, it gets angry, so it's getting louder, until eventually it becomes an ear-piercing, ear-bleeding scream, right? So
is that why that forest fire started in California? Did they forget to feed their tower?
Yes, actually.
Or did they try to rebel, and the tower had to quell their rebellion, keep them fucking... I tried to remember a different word, but I just repeated, quell their rebellion and rebellion quell. I'm a poet, Alex, I didn't even know it.
So what you have to do to get the tower happy is you have to sacrifice people to it. So we used to have a little Jamba Juice bar thing at the right-hand side, right next to the tower. We've closed that off and paved, like, fucking drywall in front of it and put a little door in there just to store shit in. That's where we store them for future sacrifice. You see, them refers to kids. You see, whenever a kid does a Fortnite dance, he goes next.
Now, so what happens is you'll be out there cart pushing. Let's say, Alex, we have a take the L in aisle 6, and you have to like get you and then the other cart pusher have to go out and spear tackle him. One of you hits him in the chest, the other one hits him from the legs, then bring him into
the tower.
Well, you see, we don't the cart pushers don't do it. We have the security guys do it because we hire security like. People, we don't like hire them in store, right? They're their own little security company.
Do they have those like cyberpunk helmets where it just covers their entire head and it's like a reflective mirror so you can't see them but they can always see you?
We're not that high tech yet, maybe back down in like the bigger cities, but not here in Idaho. So we get these old security guys and they take the kids down in the aisles and they come in and they kill them in the drywall room. That way the blood isn't on our hands, but our tower is still sated.
So that's actually a pretty clever. That's kind of like how at my job, they contract everything out to other people. Like, you didn't get the procedure approved for your jaw to get fixed, and so now you're breathing out of like a tube. Oh well, we didn't do that. That's the dental vendor. They did that. You should sue them. It's kind of like that. It's smart. Speaking of which, I am quitting my current job and going to work at a pharmacy soon. So that's going to be fun. I no longer have to drive a 18-mile open-planed road in winter. there's a lot of fucking ice that builds up on there and a lot of strong winds. I don't have to drive that anymore.
Dude, fuck Illinois, LaMau.
It's basically just a giant open slate. And then there's Chicago, who every single dollar that you make, 2/3 of it goes to Chicago. It's great. I love it. What else besides... now, do you guys have a shrine for the tower? Or is
no,
the tower itself part of a shrine?
The tower itself is the thing you worship. It is both a being and an object all of it. So it's kind of like those Daedra statues out in fucking Elder Scrolls. Think of it like that.
Okay. Now, what if someone... What if a employee goes up to the tower and tries to type in, like, fuck into the keyboard that comes out?
He goes to the drywall room.
So the security guards know, they'll tap him on the shoulder and bring him into the room. Is that that room that you showed me a picture of where it was like a single chair in a dark room that like opened up in the middle of a featureless fucking wall?
Yes, that's basically what the room looks like. I actually, because it's always empty, I wanted to go fucking... I was too lazy because I don't want to look to the other side of my fucking store, but I was going to go just grab a fucking chair and put it in there and take the exact same fucking shot at my own Walmart.
I don't know, Alex. I wouldn't mess around with the drywall room. So, I guess that's about it. Is there any other dumb stuff you want to talk about, Alex?
No, I'm good. I got all my Smash Brothers stuff out of the way. I talked about the tower, praise be to it. And
all
I'm
things
more or less
serve
good to
the
go.
Tower. I guess I'll do the outro then. Find the podcast here. Oh, that's right. There is something new for the outro here. You can find the show on YouTube, iTunes, and Google Play, and also Spotify. All I had to do was just like give them a link, and that was all it took. They just put it up on Spotify. So you could do that now. And Spotify has a connection to the Discord where people can see what you're listening to and like listening in and shit. Spotify is actually kind of cool. And I keep getting emails telling me to buy Spotify 3 months for a dollar, but I really don't want to because I have a million podcasts to listen to. Website, still lmtya.com. Patreon in the description. I already talked about the Twitter and all that nonsense. Roxy Lalonde, please step on my face.tumblr.com. I don't know if that link to the website still works or not, because Tumblr destroyed every single like not safe for work blog that they had. So it might not exist. I haven't bothered to check. So thanks for listening in. All praise be to the tower. All things serve the tower. Do not disobey the tower and shop at Walmart.